Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio. We are designed to train young people, and this evening will be no different. Welcome again, and we're going to start our program out with Chains of Events. Chains of Events is an interpretation of the news as an effect the global community from the alloys of the city of Newark. A report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. Chains of Events reveals the interpretation of one event to another so that you, yeah, that's right, you right there, will know what's happening. Tonight, we have a fun-filled pack show of segments. This evening, you'll be hearing from our student host, Walter Pierce, and let's just see if we can bring Walter up. Good evening, Walter.
Good evening. Hello.
Hey, I was just doing an introduction. How are you going to lead off this evening?
Well, for today, I'm thinking I should lead off with a definition. And for today's definition would be the word perseverance. And the definition of the word perseverance.
Wait a minute. Let me step in before you just give the definition. Definition is a segment that provides you, the listener, with words and their meaning, so that we can achieve together a common basis to say that we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definition controls us, and we must define our existence and not have it defined for us. Take it away, Walt.
Yes, and the definition of the word perseverance is a continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. The action or condition or an instance of perseverance. Now, when I think of the word perseverance as when everybody should think about, you think about somebody who now is a very high-level person. And when I think about that, I think of somebody who's had a lot of failures, who's went through a lot of obstacles and challenges to get to the position that they are at currently. And with all successful people through those road barriers and those obstacles to be able to achieve what you want, I don't think there's really anybody who hasn't went through those obstacles or challenges. Everybody has to go through them, and it's really about how you respond to those. Because if you respond to those in a negative way and you just stop, that's what brings failure continually and brings no success. But some people who are successful will use these failures and these obstacles to motivate them and to keep going, to want to prove the doubters and the critics wrong, and wants to be the best at what they do.
Very good. Perseverance brings to mind, for me, a people who have gone through failure and not given up, and particularly African-American people here in America, people who have persevered and overcome and still battling to be on top. Very good. What do you have next there, Walt?
So next I will be giving a diamonds. And before you read the intro, I just want to state who my diamonds is. And it's Betty Shabazz. And Betty Shabazz is the wife of Malcolm X, who, 3 days ago, in 1977, June 23rd, 1977, is when she passed. And this is a woman who has definitely persevered, and I will be discussing that in the diamond. So if you could read the intro, that'd be nice.
Absolutely. Diamond. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people of a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. You see, diamonds basically provide an historical message that interprets what has happened and suggests what can happen by providing an historical analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, by recognizing yesterday's mistakes, can we make corrections today and build a better tomorrow for all our nights to come? Because no one knows the past better than those who have walked in it and bared its burden. Walter?
Yes, and Betty Shabazz, also known as Betty Saunders, was born May 28, 1936 in Detroit, Michigan. She was also born and raised in Detroit, Michigan by adoptive parents in a comfortable middle-class home and was active in a Methodist church. Upon high school graduation, she left Detroit to study elementary education at Tuskegee Institute, now Tuskegee University in Alabama. There, she experienced racism for the first time in her life, and after 2 years, she left for New York City, where she became a registered nurse in 1956. In 1956, she met Malcolm X, a Nation of Islam lecturer in Harlem, and in 1958, she converted to Islam and married him. The assassination of her husband, who by this time has changed their last name to, she has changed the last name to Shabazz, in 1965, she witnessed his murder, and at the time she was pregnant with twins. Their four daughters they also had in total. Shabazz dedicated herself to raising her children and continuing her education, eventually receiving a PhD in 1975 in education administration from the University of Massachusetts. In 1976, Shabazz began working at Medgar Evers College in Brooklyn as a professor, then as the director of its Department of Communications and Public Relations. She also lectured occasionally, addressing such topics as civil rights and racial tolerance. Shabazz died from severe burns in a fire of an apartment set by her 12-year-old grandson at the time. And that was it. And I just want to reiterate how perseverance relates to Ms. Shabazz. And being she's the wife of Malcolm X, and Malcolm X is probably one of the most misunderstood and most controversial activists ever, and just all the stuff he's went through, and he's been targeted plenty of times with assassination attempts, his growing up, how he changed his life from being basically a thug always on the street to being a prominent figure in the African American community, making a lot of change after his death and before it, you know, that's a lot of pressure on somebody like Ms. Betty Shabazz, and just her sticking with him, and then even after his death, not even changing her last name, not marrying again, sticking with the last name and continue to raise her kids while continuing her career, getting her PhD. That's somebody who perseveres, and that's the definition of perseverance. Somebody who had all these obstacles and challenges with the death of her husband and other things, and be able to still live her life, raise her children, and continue her career. But sadly, her unfortunate death in 1997, which, of course, was set by her grandson at the time. which is
Well, her grandson was sickly, and it was an accident. It wasn't really on purpose. And so sometimes when we look into research and we find information, it doesn't give us the intricate details. Now, one of the things that I want to mention is the fact that I've actually had the opportunity, before she passed away, to meet Betty Shabazz and to hear her speak, and to hear her speak about her husband with her own words. Malcolm X, like you mentioned, left an indelible mark on our society that is still prevalent in his statements to this day. She spoke about how when her son, her husband was assassinated, literally murdered, you would think that, you know, the community and the people would come to her aid. And that is not what happened. She talks about and explains how she was left with the children to bury her husband alone. And she said after the funeral, she was all by herself. She said it was some, believe it or not, it was some, with, you know, the religion of Islam, well, the organization, she was left to be assisted by some Christian white nuns. And she said it just like that, who came to her assistance, came to her aid, and helped lift her up to get over the hurdle of the loss and pain of a husband assassinated. A man who evolved, like you mentioned, from the streets of New York, Boston, to become the world known Malcolm Little, Malcolm X. Little was his last name. His mother, Malcolm X's mom, was left. Her husband was assassinated as well. That's enough. But that's a great analogy, the way you stem together the word perseverance to describe Miss Betty Shabazz. Any more thoughts, Walter, on that?
Just reading, because I actually read the autobiography of Malcolm X, just hearing the story of how they came together and just how she was always there, even though through the roughest times where he was, like, probably, like, barely home. He was really never home. He was always out working a lot, and she still stuck with him and still was by his side. Just shows the commitment and dedication she had for him.
Okay. I just want to say right now, a cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium. And all vibrations possess a wave nature. In our community, our art is in fact and in spirit the medium through which our waves travel. Where there are and where there is no medium, there are no vibrations. Who else do we have on the line this evening? Come on, don't be afraid. Speak up. Okay, Walter, we're going to continue on.
Valerie.
Oh, okay, there you go. Good evening, and thank you for joining us once again. We're going to continue on. Walter, how's it feel so far?
Everything's going smoothly, and, you know, let's hop into this next segment of another diamond slash curtain. If you could read that definition for me, I mean the intro, and the second one for today is Queen Latifah.
An exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtains of the stage. Many recording artists and companies have grown rich from the support of the community. But what benefits has the community gained from the artists? Curtains is a review of the musical growth and history, the impact of a particular style and genius on the general moods and attitudes of the listening audience. Musical, lyrical, social consciousness as prescribed and presented by the artist over a period of time between releases of music. Curtains serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist's and this evening her genius and her involvement in influencing of people's style, creativity in the world today. Walker?
Yes, and Queen Latifah, also known as Dana Elaine Owens, was born March 18, 1970, in North New Jersey. Owens was given the name Latifah, Arabic for delicate or sensitive, as a child and later adopted. Queen Latifah was a member of the all-female rap group Ladies First, and while studying communications at the Borough of Manhattan Community College, she recorded a demo tape that caught the attention of Tommy Boy Records, which signed the 18-year-old. In 1988, she released her first single, Wrath of My Madness, and the following year of her debut album, All Hail the Queen, appeared. Propelled by the diverse styles, including soul, reggae, and dance, and feminist themes, it earned a positive review and attracted a wide audience. Soon after, Queen Latifah founded her own management company. Her second album, Nature of a Sister, in 1991, however, failed to match the sales of her previous effort, and Tommy Boy did not re-sign her. After signing with Motown Records, she released Black Rain in 1993. The album was a critical and commercial success, and the single Unity, which targeted sexism and violence against women, earned a Grammy Award. In 1991, Queen Latifah made her big screen debut in Jungle Fever, and after several television appearances, she was signed in 1993 to Cold Scott Theory's Living Single. The show ended in 1998, and later that year, Queen Latifah played a jazz singer in the film Living Out Loud. Her commanding screen presence brought roles in more movies, including The Bone Collector in 1999, and Brown Sugar in 2002. In 1999, she began a two-year stint of hosting her own daytime talk show, and that year she published Ladies First, Revelations of a Strong Woman, written by Karen Hunter. Throughout her acting career, Queen Latifah continued to record. Her other albums included the Dana Owens album, 2004, and Traveling Light, in 2007, collections of jazz and pop standards that showcase her strong singing voice and persona, an electric return to hip-hop. In 2013 and 2015, she hosted another daytime show, The Queen Latifah Show. And that concludes the summary of Queen Latifah. And just reiterating again, just the all-around, how all around she was. She could sing, she could act, and she had her own daytime television. Just how talented she was, and just her being from North New Jersey, being from my area. Shout out to her as well.
Well, I would say he's another person who persevered. And, you know, you like hip-hop and rap, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard any of her music before?
Yes, I heard a couple of her songs before. I don't remember the name, so you shouldn't have asked me about the name, but I heard of it.
Okay. Well, one of the cuts, you mentioned the title, UNITY, Unity, was a song that she made. During that period of time of hip-hop, when it was newly fresh and alive and vibrant and always accentuating the positive aspects of the Black African-American culture, and to see a sister, right, wearing African garb in a video and projecting positivity as a queen did a lot. Yeah, it did a lot. It made a symbolic statement, in fact, and one that we just don't see in the hip-hop rap industry today. You know, in fact, what do you, I have to ask you, you know, while we talk about Queen Latifah, we talk about, I'm talking about the music industry, right? You being a young person yourself, what is your perspective on the music industry, if you have any at all? Please share, Walt.
The music industry, you know, people in today's generation especially, they have, it's not like really signing to a label or a record. It's not like the most popular thing I hear a lot. I hear people saying they're independent. Like, you know, they even speak about not even wanting the label. They want to be independent because when people think of today signing with a label, they, you know, they think of them trying to take advantage of them, take most of their income and their wealth and their money and just basically stabbing them back. And this people of now today, that's how they view some of these industries, and it's just not as popular as it was 30 or 40 years ago.
Well, you talk about the business, right, of the music business. One of the things that I learned with the industry itself, if you don't know the business, you end up getting the business in the music business, right? But mm-hmm. I was asking you more culturally, is there anybody that inspires you that leaves a mark on you that pops out to you as being a positive, relevant rapper, hip hop artist?
I mean, today you have people out there. You could list a couple: Chance the Rapper, Polo G. You have people like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, like people like that. If you have people that's like older, probably like people will view them as like people who just talk about guns and drugs and all that. But if you really listen to some of these people's music that I just listed, and there's more out there as well. You know, they speak a positive message, and they talk about they're speaking to people of the urban community, and they're trying to relate to kids of today and just making positive, like everything that's going on today, putting it in perspective into music and helping it get more attention. You have people like the artist I said, he's at Polo G, he actually dropped a song basically putting into perspective the injustices and the oppression of African Americans in today and relating that to urban communities. And, you know, just listening to that, even though it might have curse words and stuff like that in it, it just relates to what's going on for us. And that's what people have to really start to understand, is look at the message of the music, look at the lyrics, honestly listen to it. And, you know, you have some people like also Lil Baby, who just dropped the song also going over basically the movements, the protests. He shot a music video at a protest and rally, just telling, speaking a message about voting, about politics, about everything we should do to uplift and to keep growing. And he was speaking out of music because somebody like him, he talks about drugs and guns and all that, but he could switch it up and he could actually be a positive person for our community.
Well, you know, everyone has the ability to be positive. And who am I to, well, I'm kicked out the room, Walter. I'm a little older and so with that fatherly like vibe going on, right? I'm like, did this guy actually name himself Little Baby? Right. And on that note, I have to fall back and understand. I get it. You know, it's a different generation. It's a different perspective, right? But like I said, you know, when I was talking about Queen Latifah, you know, symbolism is very important because the semblance of music, a music artist's name, it says a lot. It says a lot subliminally. You know, what you don't see with your eyes. You know, there's a saying, Walter, right? That be careful, because salt is white, just like sugar. So you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about two sides. Yeah, so anyway, I like the information that you put together tonight. And any other comments or words? We have 2 minutes left.
Well, I don't have that much to say, but I just want to leave people off with the message, just what the message of the show was, which perseverance. You know, if you're going through something, if you're going through a tough time and there's a lot of obstacles, that's just something that is meant for you. It's meant for, it's life. You're going to have those type of moments, and to overcome it, that's what perseverance comes in. You just have to keep fighting past it, and you have to keep going every single time. And you know, I just gave a couple of examples in today's show of people who've done it. So it is possible for somebody to you know, persevere in life. And if you think it's over, it's not. Everybody still has opportunities in this world, and it's just about who wants it more.
Walter, would you say that Black people throughout history have persevered?
All the time. We always persevering, man. We're trying our hardest to keep persevering. It's just, you know, you have just the biggest obstacle is just our society and systematic racism. That's what keeps holding us back. And we keep trying to fight through it, and we're going to. It's obviously showing in today's movements to everybody that's getting involved that we're almost at that final step of where everything changes and we all persevere finally and we all become equal. And that's what I think of.
Okay. Is that your last word there, Walt?
That's all I got. If you have any other comments to add, that's all I have for today.
Oh, okay. Well, would any of our guests online like to mention anything?
I would just like to comment and say what a wonderful show you had today.
Well, thank you. One of our avid supporters and listeners, Val, thank you very much. Walter, excellent job today. And for you out there in the audience, thank you for tuning in and checking us out. And remember to share. And I want to send out love to all of you out there. And remember, I love you, and there's not a thing you can do about it. With me, Ready Walt, Quest Youth Radio is the best.
It is the best youth radio.
Thank you very much. That does it for us today, and that ends our episode. Until next week. Thanks again, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.